average boy. He's average boy. He's average boy.
Look out, he's back. With shoes untied and his ears slicked back. Taking life on one day at a time. Average boy and Jess bringing the rhyme.
Welcome to episode 31 of the official Average Boy podcast. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I am but Jesse's humble assistant, Bob Smiley, a.k.a. Average Boy, but claiming average in the most humbling way.
Oh boy, let me guess today's topic.
As you wish, my leader, I will humbly await your guess.
Are we going to be talking about why they put all those stitches on a baseball?
Ooh, I do not possess that kind of knowledge, although I'm sure your magnificent brain holds that and a vast many other facts that no one else cares about.
Okay, I'm kidding. But I'm guessing, Bob, that you want to talk about being humble.
Oh, I thought you'd never get it, but that's it. I love talking about being humble because I'm so good at humility. I'm like the best. The Bible talks a lot about it as well. In fact, it says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7, "So make yourselves humble. Put yourselves under God's mighty hand. Then he will honor you at the right time. Turn all your worries over to him. He cares about you." Man, I love that scripture. And if God wants me to leave all my worries with him, he's going to need a mighty hand.
That probably goes for all of us. But there's a lot more about humility in the Bible. Proverbs 11 verse 2 says, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with the humble is wisdom." And Proverbs chapter 22 verse 4 says, "Being humble comes from having respect for the Lord." You know, when we understand how awesome and great God is, it helps us to be humble.
That is so true. Now, for our listeners that don't know what humble means, can you tell them, Jesse? I mean, I obviously know what it means to be humble, and I've known for a long time, but I think it's important for our listeners to hear.
When did you look up the definition?
Okay, about an hour ago.
Okay, but what a great example you are to our listeners, Bob, because God wants us to constantly be seeking knowledge, and that's what you always do. The definition of the word humble is having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's own importance. You know, in other words, God doesn't want us to put ourselves in front of others.
Yeah, I've heard that if you put yourselves before others at Henry Hippo's Pizza and Prizes while waiting in line for one of the rides, then you actually might get asked to leave.
Get out!
So I've been told.
Yeah, I remember that story you wrote in Clubhouse magazine. But you know, I'm not talking about cutting in line. Putting others first means thinking about others and their needs before your own.
Even when there's only one piece of pie left and you know your brother doesn't need more sugar and your parents are trying to diet, like, wouldn't I be helping them out?
That sounds like a specific situation. So did that just happen?
Last night. It's actually what got me to thinking about being humble. My mom made this amazing cherry pie, and I was watching it bake through the oven window. Well, the pie was in the oven, not me. But it smelled so good. And then all of a sudden, a big shadow moved across the front of the oven. I looked to see if a giant cloud had accidentally floated into our kitchen.
Oh, I know. The weather in Texas can be so weird. So had a cloud come into the kitchen?
Sort of. It was a giant dad cloud. Dad peered over me and he said, "You watching my pie bake?" I answered by saying, "Yes, sir. I'm watching our pie bake." I really emphasized the "our" part to make sure that he heard it, and he did. He actually laughed and said that we could split it. But that's when my brother remembered that he hadn't ruined anything in a long time. So he ran into the kitchen and he said, "How's my pie coming along?"
Oh, it sounds like you're about to have an old Western showdown at high noon.
It was 7:30 at night.
No. I mean, in the Western movies, cowboys will fight, you know. Never mind. It sounds like your mom's baking skills are worth fighting over.
They are. I didn't get to emphasize the word "our" to my brother because my mom came into the kitchen and said, "Oh, good, my pie is almost done." She was claiming that it was hers. I mean, all she did was, she bought the ingredients and she mixed it together and she made the crust and she cooked it. But I was actually the one that said about a week ago that we should have more dessert. So I felt like I should have some claim in it.
Did you know that dessert spelled backwards is stressed? And this sounds like a stressful situation.
Oh, okay. I actually thought you were starting one of your jokes.
No, but if I was going to start one of my jokes, I'd say, what did the pie say to the fork?
I don't want to hear it, but now I kind of sort of want to know. Okay, fine. I'll be humble and I'll let you tell your joke. Okay, so what did the pie say to the fork?
You want a piece of meat?
Okay, that was actually really good. I'm glad our listeners have started sending you some good jokes.
Well, I'll never tell where I get my jokes from, but I would like you to tell us the end of your story. So what happened with the showdown at the Better Than OK Dessert Corral?
Wow, Jesse, you really like Westerns, don't you?
Yeehaw!
Okay, so the timer went off, and Mom took the pie out of the oven. She turned around to see me, my pesky brother, and my dad all holding forks. She then made a joke by saying the pie needed to cool off for 10 minutes.
I don't get the joke. And as we've established on many of our podcasts, I know a lot about great jokes.
Okay, I'm ignoring that, but you were right. It wasn't a joke, so we all had to sit down, and we had to wait. Did you actually know that 10 minutes is like 30 minutes when you're waiting for dessert?
And didn't you and I just do a podcast that was all about having patience?
We did, but I actually haven't listened to it yet.
Okay. Well, so what happened after 10 minutes?
The ending isn't actually that exciting. Mom cut the pieces up and handed them out, and it was so good. Oh, it was good. It was definitely worth having to wait an hour to let it cool.
I thought you said it was 10 minutes. Never mind. So how did being humble come up in all this?
Okay, after we all ate our first piece of pie, there was only two pieces left, and there were four of us, and we were all ready for more.
So, did someone have to eat humble pie?
No, Jesse, it was cherry pie. Are your headphones working?
No, that's a phrase. You know, when someone is forced to apologize humbly, it said they had to eat humble pie.
Ugh. That actually sounds worse than carrot cake. But I get what you're saying now. So my dad said that he and Mom were the adults and they deserved to be rewarded with the last two pieces of pie for providing for our family. My brother jumped in. He pleaded his case by saying he was the youngest and still growing. I pointed out that Mom and Dad were growing a little too much, and my brother needed to go listen to our podcast about patience until Mom decided to make another pie.
Well, so did that work?
No, but actually something else did. You know how we keep talking on our podcast about how important it is to have scripture in our hearts and minds to help guide us through life? Well, that's what worked. A scripture popped into my head.
Oh, was it 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, the scripture you quoted earlier?
No, it was Matthew 20, verse 16. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last.
How did that help?
Well, my brother and I, we're the last two people to be added to the family, so we should be first in line for the extra dessert, right?
That's not what that scripture means.
Wow, you and my dad agree on a lot of things. In fact, he quoted the rest of the scripture, "For many be called, but few chosen." He actually told me I wasn't chosen. This actually made us all laugh.
So then did you humble yourself and let your parents have the last two slices?
I really want to say yes, but Matthew chapter 5, verse 37 says, "Let your yes be yes and your no, no." So, no. My brother actually did. My brother humbled himself and he said, "Mom, you worked hard making the pie, so you should have a slice. And Dad, you were smart enough to marry Mom, so you should have the other piece of pie." This actually made my parents smile.
It makes me smile as well. He put others first.
Right. That's what my dad quoted 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7. He said, "My brother humbled himself." It reminded me of a church camp I went to called Piney Woods. It's actually a cool camp in East Texas with the woods that are, well, piney. Anyway, the theme of the camp was God first, everyone second, and me third. I wouldn't tell my brother this, but I was actually pretty proud of him, too.
You know, I'm proud of him, too, because he and you remembered my favorite acrostic.
Oh, we had those, too, at Piney Woods. I always had to check my socks for those tiny bloodsuckers after a hike.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the acrostic GEM, G-E-M, which stands for God, Everyone, Me. Just like the theme of your camp. When you live a gem of a life and you put others first, it makes God proud. So, did your parents get the last two pieces of pie?
Well, I jumped in and said, "I agree with my brother Brian. We would like you two wonderful parents to have the last two pieces." I actually said this sort of trying to get credit for my brother's good deed, and I was also hoping my parents would reward us for being humble by, you know, I don't know, letting us have the rest of the pie.
So who got the rest of the pie? You know, I feel like this story is turning into more of a suspense novel instead of a Western.
Oh, okay. I'll finish the story. My dad slowly turned toward the last two pieces. Actually, he didn't really do it slowly, but this is a suspense novel now.
Okay, finish the story, Bob, or I'm warning you, I'll tell another joke.
Oh, okay, the dog ate the last two pieces. This is what happened. Yeah, Dad scooped the two pieces on his paper plate, and the weight of the pie made the plate fold over, and the pie fell to the floor. And my dog was on it just like a Jesse to a bad joke.
Wow, I didn't see that coming. The dog nor that little dig there, Bob. But, you know, I bet you didn't see the end of this podcast coming, but I do think it's time. So anything else to add before we sign off?
Oh, yeah, we can't go without hearing from our listeners. And Steven asked us if we'd be making any more podcasts because he loves them. Well, thanks, Steven. Actually, we're making one now, but it sounds like it's coming to a close. You know, there's just one thing I don't get. Why do they put stitches on a baseball?
We will have to cover that in another podcast because this is the end of today's official Average Boy podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. You can read a new Adventures of Average Boy story every month in Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Just go to averageboy.org to sign up for a subscription.
And if you want to read my comedy devotional books, you can buy Devotions for Super Average Kids, books 1 and 2 online, or I usually have some in my backpack.
And if you enjoyed listening to the podcast, let us know. You can message us at averageboy.org by clicking on the Ask Average Boy link, or you can call and leave a message at 1-888-465-6595. Just be sure to get your parents' permission before you call, because we may use your comment, question, and your voice on a future podcast.
Yeah, thanks everyone for listening. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that it's okay to be humble and average.
But it's better if you're super average. He's average.